good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to the WLVB Community Voice Program, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. And this morning, we're on the News Talk 1330 WLVB Facebook page. So good morning to you for checking us out on Facebook. You can already see my guest, but before I introduce you to her, I'll tell you a little bit about what she's talking about this morning. Tickets are still available right now for a show by nationally known comedian Jeannie Robertson. It's a fundraising event for the Community Foundation of West Georgia's Power of the Purse. We'll tell you all about what that is. That show at 7:30 on Thursday, September the 19th, will be at the Carroll County Schools Performing Arts Center. Tickets ranging from $25 to $50 are being sold through the Townsend Center online at townsendcenter.org. Or you can call them at 678-839-4722. If you're not writing this down, we'll tell you couple more times in this program. Or you can stop by in person at the Townsend Center during office hours, which are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Also, for an additional $30, ticket holders may participate in a VIP reception with Robertson before the show. Not only does the price of the ticket provide an amazing show, also means that the Power of the Purse, which is a women's giving circle, can continue to issue grants every year in support of women and children's initiatives in Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard counties. And this morning to talk with us about all of that, all of the above, and much, much more, Kim Jones, who is the executive director of the West Georgia Community Foundation of West Georgia.
Community Foundation of West Georgia. Whew,
terrible.
All 17
right.
years.
No kidding. And you've been on the show 17 years, so you think I should remember that by now. So, but hey, good morning. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks
talking
for
about
having
this.
Me.
That's just around the corner. We're almost halfway through August. So you got a little more than a month before
about a month till she'll be here.
Well, I think most people do know what the Community Foundation is and what it does, but we do have a lot of people that end up moving in our community and might not be aware of it. So if you don't, give us a big brief or expanded description of what the foundation does.
Sure. The Community Foundation of West Georgia is established to basically help people with their charitable giving. People can place funds with us. We do invest them in the market, and the money that they earn is tax-free money that they have to give away. So we operate off an endowment model. We also, really at the end of the day, are just trying to make Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard County a better place to live. And so what form does that take? It takes the form of Power of the Purse, doing grants to women and children, the community impact grants, or actually working with donors to identify possibly unmet needs or underserved needs in the community and maybe channeling that money to the best possible place to get basically the best bang for their charitable buck.
We have a lot of nonprofits in our region.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, we talk to a man throughout the year on this program a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always interesting, you know, maybe a nonprofit I hadn't heard of who is a beneficiary of these grants when they come out. And how often a year do you give out? Not the ones for Power of the Purse, but
Power of the Purse is once a year. Community Impacts ones. We actually run five different grant programs throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Everything from veterans to church grants to the sort of the anything and everything with Community Impact and also a Power of the Purse. So we on top of that, we have donors giving away money as well. So on average, we generally give away about $1.5 million a year. And I would say the vast majority of that stays locally, probably about 90-95% that stays local.
And the majority of the donations, the ones that started these grants, do they come from local people? Or?
Yes, they do. That's what's kind of cool. I mean, we are in the process of finishing up our audit, and we're currently cash managing about $24-25 million, and we have assets of just few dollars short of $70 million, and some of that is actually some outside money that we're holding for an estate planning vehicle. But for the most part, the money that we give away every year is local money. It's people who's given us $20, give us $100, or give us $1,000, or maybe a little, you know, more than that. Collectively, it all comes together. Mm-hmm. And collectively, I mean, you know, what we tell people: if you give us a dollar, that dollar is going to give literally forever. Because like with the Community Impact grants, we give away the 5% of the value of that fund December 31st. So if you give a dollar, we're not giving away that whole dollar the next year. And so there's always money there to give away forever. And that's the cool thing about the foundation, is that whether I'm there or who's sitting on the board right now, you know, this is a generational longitudinal kind of effect of really trying to invest in the community over a long term period of time.
How easy is it to start a new grant?
Start a new fund.
Not just new fund.
Start a new fund. It's relatively easy. We hope that it's, you know, around $5,000, because really, if you want to start being able to give away money, I mean, you've got to have obviously something to start with. And so $5,000 is usually good where to start. Like I said, we invest that money. We work with a nationally recognized firm that works with other community foundations named Mason Investments. We have it in the market. And then, you know, we give out quarterly statements, and then we work with a donor on an as-needed basis. A lot of folks also are choosing the foundation because a lot of folks in our community are reaching that magic age of 70 and a half where they have to take a distribution from their IRA. Well, for some folks, that, and it's not overtly wealthy people, it puts them in a different tax bracket, a tax bracket they don't want to be in, because instead of having that money come to them, most likely it's headed to Uncle Sam. And I've never met a person in all these years of doing this where says, oh, I'd rather send more money to D.C. I'd rather send more money to Atlanta. Most people would rather have their money locally. And so if that money comes directly from their fund to the foundation or to a charitable interest, then that money is not taxed. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really good benefit. And they could be part of it. It could be the whole amount, just whatever. So we're increasingly working with more and more people who are either at that age or approaching that age and say, hey, look, can you offer me another solution? And we can. So there's a lot of charities, the foundation included, that are really been able to benefit from that.
How often do you talk to people about that? Do they come to you, or are you speaking out at the Rotary clubs and reminding them that this is
kind of a little
option?
Bit of both. A lot of times, our professional advisor community has been wonderful to the foundation. They're sitting down with a client at tax time, or you know, right now starting in October, kind of it's when they start planning toward that year end. What is that big number going to look like by the end of the year? And so we generally take referrals from people. We literally have people walking off the street. People pick up the phone and calls, and so it literally comes in all shapes and forms.
Before we delve into Power of the Purse. When somebody sees that there might be a need to fund in a beginning grant that you can give out, do those ideas come from you, or do you typically see them from somebody in the community who says, you know what, I see a need over here that I'd like to maybe start this and get that going?
I would say, you know, that's probably a mixture as well. Mm-hmm. One point exactly that comes to mind is a few years ago, we had a local church who was trying to come up with a new outreach ministry. It was Mount Zion United Methodist Church. And so I went and met with some folks from their church, and they said, you know, we don't want to do another clothes closet. We don't want to do another food pantry. What is an unmet need in our community? And that's kind of how the Furniture Bank got started, was that the foundation, regularly saw grant requests, or we literally got phone calls from people saying, hey, I need furniture, I need a bed for my child, and those kind of things. And so when they ask what are some ideas, you know, the Furniture Bank came to mind, and so we worked with them to try to help get that started. So it you know, it works both ways.
The one that there's one you do every year, and it may only be like 3 years that I remember doing it. It's for the African American churches.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. older churches. I mean, we're talking mm-hmm. these maybe churches 100 years old and just never been able to be repaired or have mm-hmm. anything fixed inside. I mean, I'm always interested to see what they're, you know, I think you give away at least 5 churches, maybe.
Well, what it is, it's a cap of $50,000 a year. And so there's a match required on that one. And so we generally give anywhere from 3 to 5 churches. It really depends on how much money they ask for. If they ask for smaller amounts, obviously we can give to more churches. But that actually is a capped amount. And that actually was started from a donor who does not even live in our community and is not African American. And so, you know, that's the cool part of this job is, you know, when that phone rings or you get email pops in your inbox, you never know what's going to be on the other end of it. And that's the fun part.
I enjoy it, you know, because obviously it's a nice thing to do, but I do like to see like the historic churches, how old some of these churches has been around for, you know, 100 years and really nothing, no repairs or anything like that.
Yeah, we've done a lot of water damage repair.
Right. I see that a lot as well. 8:39 right now. We're going to take our first break, and then we'll come back and delve into this big event where we're promoting Power of the Purse. And Jeannie Robertson, she'll be here locally next month performing as an effort to raise money for that grant. We'll take our first break. Remember, we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page right now, so if you have questions or comments, feel free to post them there, and we'll pass those along to Kim. And Steve Graddick would like to remind you that if you'd rather call us on the phone, you can do that at 678-601-8255, 678-601-TALK. We'll be back after this first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Oak Mountain Academy has offered a challenging college preparatory education for over 50 years. With over 500 graduates, we have maintained a 100% college acceptance rate. Over 90% of our students earn acceptance to their first choice of college or university, and over the past 5 years, our students have earned over $10 million in scholarship offers. Our students are creating a legacy. Come. Be a part of our family and create your own legacy today. To learn more, visit us at oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the WLVB Community Voice Program, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, also streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLVB Facebook page this morning, where some guests have checked in. Clint Chance up yonder in Vicarilla. He says, Kim Jones and the Foundation have done outstanding work for years. Their footprint is seen throughout West Georgia. Thank you.
And it's awfully Leslie, kind of him.
Leslie Smith McPherson is watching, too. It says so on my phone, even though she hasn't said anything. But Kim Jones, our guest this morning, she is Executive Director for the West Community Foundation of West Georgia. Well, let's just start the whole show over again. What we're doing today is primarily promoting the there's an event that's coming up next month. It'll be at the just actually hop, skip, and jump away from the studios. Mm-hmm. And it's to promote raise funds for Power of the Purse. So right. Let's finally talk about what Power of the Purse is.
Power of the Purse is a women's fund that was started about 8 years ago. And it was started as an opportunity for women to be more involved in charity. What studies have shown, and actually we've seen at the foundation, is there's a tendency for kind of men to be more involved and write the checks. And so we decided we'd reach out to the spouses and just women in our community and say, hey, well, how about if we join together and really kind of target some women's issues in the community? And so initially we, and it's $100 a year to join. And from that, half of the money goes to this year's grants. And then we take a percentage of what's currently in their fund. And that fund is actually well over $100,000 at this point. And so we have some extremely generous women in our community. But we did the grants for probably about three years, and they came back and said, we're not giving away enough money. We want to do more. What can we do? And so I think it actually was Cindy Denny was actually came up with that idea, let's do a play. And so for the first 5 or 6 years, we did sort of Southern-based play. We used local actors, actresses, most of which had no experience in acting, which was kind of fun. And it really sort of kind of bumped the fund up. And so we started giving what they considered real money at that point. And so now they're giving away $15,000 this year. To date, they've given over $90,000 to local causes. And the nice thing is that they cap the grants at a maximum of $2,000 per grantee. So generally speaking, we give away 7 or 8 grants per year. Sometimes groups don't even ask for the full, $2,000. And so that enables them to give away more money. So it's been some very niche giving. And it's kind of always amazing to me what little bit of money can really make a significant difference. Mm-hmm.
$100,000 right now is in that mm-hmm. grant. I mean, after this performance, how much can you expect that would carry over till next year?
Well, we really hope that, the show sells out. That's mm-hmm. always great. And so that usually this can bump us up another $2,000 or $3,000 for next year if it goes really well.
You keep doing it. You're giving away, was it $15,000?
Yes, $15,000 mm-hmm, this year.
What are some examples of nonprofits that the Power of the Purse has benefited recently?
Sure. Last year, I'll just kind of go over some unusual ones that maybe people aren't aware of, but we awarded a grant to the Southeastern Quilt and Textile Museum, and it paid for a kids' camp to teach children basic sewing skills. It's one of those kind of things that gets lost in the hurry-scurry of life, and so it taught some basic sewing skills, and they had such a overwhelming response to that camp, they actually now are offering an intermediate camp for kids who really got, hooked into sewing and want to learn more. We've also, another cool one that we did last year that's really kind of getting kicked off this fall is we are funding a thing with Full Circle Rescue called Barks and Books, and it's a program to provide certified therapy dogs to pair them with children who struggle from reading. And the cool thing about that program is, I think Jill Duncan is heading this up. Jill does a lot of great work in our community, but they had 28 volunteers who actually went to our local shelter. and adopted dogs. And so they went through training. And so now those dogs will be in a couple of our local elementary schools, and they will be just sitting there listening to kids read, because kids, you know, dogs don't like make fun of you or make little smirky remarks.
Maybe they do.
Well, hopefully these dogs won't. But anyway, so they'll be listening to the kids read. And program has been in place in some other places across the country, and the kids reading and confidence literally was, you know, you could actually test it and see the difference. And so we're really excited about having the dogs to go into the local classrooms. And, you know, it gives the dogs a second chance too, because otherwise, you know, they were in the shelter, and I'm sure that's not a great place to be. They'd much rather be out with these great folks in our community who are volunteering their time. You know, the only money that this actually went to was pay for the background checks for the workers, and also to help pay for the therapy training for the dogs. And so it's really cool. So we're really excited to see how that one's going to play out. So I think they start maybe in September when school kind of gets in session and settled down.
Now, groups hoping to benefit from the Power of the Purse, have they already applied for the next grant? Is there a deadline for that?
Yes, that grant has already passed. And we've actually got volunteers from Power of the Purse. We've got about 22 ladies who have volunteered to review those grants. We got quite a number of grants. We actually had probably a little over two times the amount of money in request. Actually more than that. It was like $60,000 in request. Wow. And we will be announcing those grantees at the event in September.
And that'll be a news story itself. Well, we do have a phone call. Steve Gradick said, tell them about the phone number, and no call. So let us check here. Good morning. You're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Community Voice.
Good morning, Colin and Kim. It's Carolyn Henderson here, and I'm enjoying the program immensely. And I just wanted to let Kim know that being part of the nonprofit community through the Rafa Clinic for these 10 years, we're so grateful for the work that the Community Foundation does, not only for us, but for all of my other friends who are involved in nonprofits. And it's just been such a great blessing to work with her. And we're looking forward to the Jenny Robertson coming. That's going to be a great evening. And so I just wanted to call this morning and let you all know how grateful the nonprofit community is for all that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. You're very kind. It's a multi-team effort. A lot of folks in the community have entrusted their funds with us, and it's just a really really cool job. I have one of the best jobs around, I think.
And Carolyn,
that's great. Well, continue the great work. Thank you.
Well, Carolyn, before we let you go, can you talk about how the grants have benefited Rafa? The example, you know, where Rafa would be without grants like this?
Well, no, but we have received many grants from them, and the Power of the Purse, I think, almost every year has given a grant to Rafa, and Kim has directed us in so many different directions with grants from other places outside of Carroll County. So it has just been an absolute just blessing, and she is such a great source of information. She's willing to share it with you. So we wouldn't be where we are, I don't think, without Kim Jones and her great leadership and how she helps not only us but other foundations.
Well, you've made Kim and probably Steve Gradick very happy for calling this morning. So thank you for calling me, Carolyn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's awfully kind. Yeah.
Let us take our final break here, and we'll come back. And we might even be able to dig up some audio for this performer, but we'll talk about her, introduce her a little bit, give out ticket information for that event coming up next month after this break. Right now it is 8:50, just about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, also sponsored by Oak Mountain Academy. More after this.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
.851. Welcome back to the WLVB Community Voice Program Show, brought to you by Tanner Health System, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, also streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLVB Facebook page this morning. Our guest is Kim Jones, Executive Director for the Community Foundation of West Georgia, promoting a big event which is coming up next month. And we're going to play you a portion of some of the comedians' show press packet that they sent out to us a while back. We'll play a bit of that here in just a second. But also coming up that event, there's two new cool things that you want to be sure and tell us about it. People who attend may
That's
be interested.
Right. Yes, we have two exclusive first information out of the box to let folks know this. We got a call from Jenny's folks this week. And Jenny regularly hosts a comedy competition, and luckily for us, a lady by the name of Debbie Childers won it this year, and she is from Austell. She is a pastor's wife from a church in Marietta, and so they asked, would we be willing to let her come and perform? And I've actually previewed some of her stuff. She is hilarious.
Probably doesn't have a potty mouth either.
No. Okay. That's one good thing about Jenny and Debbie and all that. This is a show you can bring your grandmother to and not worry about, you know, having to cringe of hearing something that's inappropriate, but Debbie is really funny, so we're very excited. Jenny typically doesn't take an intermission, but she will take about a 10 or 15 minute intermission, and during that time Debbie will come out and perform for us. And the other thing is that they've offered us, if you've seen Jenny, she sits in a rocking chair when she performs, and so this year they have offered to purchase a Cracker Barrel rocking chair, and we will have it there. She will sit in during the performance, and then while people are attending the show, they will have a chance to enter to win, and so we'll be giving away that rocking chair that night at the event. So give people a really cool opportunity, a real nice memento to come out to the show that night.
If you want to check out Jeannie's act, she has a website, jeannierobertson.com. That's G-A-J-E-A-N-N-E. That's where you can see confusion. It could be Jean or Jeannie, yeah, but it's J-E-A-N-N-E Robertson.com. You can go online at originalgenestuff.com as well if you want to get
it. She's on YouTube too. There's a
she's
lot of
plenty on YouTube, right? Yeah, so if you want to check out her act a little bit before deciding to purchase tickets, maybe that'll inspire you to check out the Community Foundation, or the Townsend Center rather, and order those tickets. I got about 5 minutes left in the show, so let's let us play right now a sample of her her previous program. Again, her marketing people sent us a press kit and a little bit of her better work, I think, that they want to put out here so you can listen to. We're going to hit play on that right now, I think.
Honey, do you think we should Twitter? And he said, no, I'm tired. I know I have a pageant smile, and I can pull it out anytime. Everybody look at me right now. See, you don't know it, but my pantyhose are near my knees. But now I have judged at the Miss America pageant 3 times, and I'm older and I'm wiser, and with age comes this wisdom. And I realize they were afraid I would win. The headline would have read, Hooker Wins Miss America. Till finally, the only people listening to me was this couple across the aisle. And I was saying, well, I knew what it was. My friend had sent him. But even knowing that, when he announced the people at the Executive Inn Hotel want their room key back, it made me nervous. She said, made you nervous? We've got a couple of their towels. Said, do you know what she's talking about? Left brain said, I'm not sure I do. What she wants us to do, honey, go out to that river and get on that bridge and put on some kind of boots with ropes and things on them. And then when we're secure, we go to the edge of that bridge and we hurl our body off that, and we hang upside down. She said 140 feet. Thank you. We're gonna might drop 140 feet, and we're going to hang there until somebody reels us up. Left brain said, I can't do that. My teeth will fall out. Well-intended said, oh, no, sir, there's somebody up on the bridge, and before you jump, they'll always have the people take out their hearing aids and their teeth. And their... Beam me up, Scotty. Wait a minute. How many people do you have that come out there and before they jump, first have to put their teeth and their hearing aid in? What do you say? Put your three-prong walker against a tree? Well, she was almost defensive, and she, because we were laughing, and she said, well, you get your money's worth because you do a whole lot more than just hang there. She said, because when you pop, that bungee cord springs you way over here, and then over here. And it's like a pendulum. You go back. It's a ride, she said, until finally you stop, so you get your money's worth.
Left brain said, I'll tell you what, I don't want to do it, honey, but we got to go out there and see it.
And when she heard see it, her eyes got as big as plates. She said, oh, if you just want to see it, you should come back the weekend after Valentine's Day. That's when they raise money for charities and people jump in the nude.
Full of a sample of Jeannie Robertson's work. She'll be performing at the Carroll County Schools Performing Arts Center here in Carrollton in just a little bit more than a month. It's all to benefit the Power of the Purse, which is sponsored by the Carroll...
The Community Foundation of West Georgia.
I just wanted to give up at that point. I was like, wow. Community Foundation of West Georgia, putting this on for the Power of the Purse. And again, that is coming up next month. We're going to let Kim wrap up the program with telling you how you can order tickets for this event.
Sure. We'd love people to buy tickets. Right now, the Townsend Center is selling them for us. You can go online to townsendcenter.org, or you can order them by phone. They can hold them for you at will call at 678-839-4722, or you can go to the Townsend Center in person during office hours. And right now the students aren't in, so it's easy to get a parking space, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The tickets range in price from $25 to $50, although there's very, very few $50 tickets left when I checked yesterday. And then for an additional $30, you can meet Jeannie in person at our VIP reception before the show. Also, too, if you have a group of 10 or more, which we've had a lot of church groups come, you can use the code POPGROUP, and you get $5 off per ticket. So encourage people to go ahead and get their tickets and enjoy a show with us.
And because we do like to interact with our listeners when they're watching us on Facebook Live, Leslie Smith McPherson did comment. She was glad Steve got the practice punching the phone in to the show this morning. She says, you're an example. Community Foundation is an example of how giving our local community is, and it's both impressive and encouraging, and she loves Carroll County.
That's awfully nice.
Yes. Again, the website, if they want to check out more about the Community Foundation of West Georgia and the event,
is www.cfwg.net.